السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. السلام على من اتبع الهدى. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful Wednesday morning, the 20th of November and the 18th of Jamadul Ula, 1446. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfahu ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen, and Allah Ta'ala grant all of us acceptance, and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to protect the azmat of the Sahaba, the integrity of the Sahaba, and the love for the Sahaba kiram ridwanullah Ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to the wonderful supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today we focus on chapter 40, Suratul Mu'min, and you will find it's called Surah Ghafir also, where Almighty Allah is forgiving the sins and vices of us, the human being and the jinn. And remember, today we focus on chapter 40, verses 7, 8 and 9. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the angels and malaika. Alladhina yahmiluna al-arsha. They are those angels who are carrying the arsh, the throne of Rahman, the throne of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah informs us, wa yahmilu arsha rabbika fawqahum yawma idhin thamaniya. 8 mighty, great big angels will carry the throne of Rahman, of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, on the day of justice. وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ, and the angels that are around the throne, surrounding it, what are they doing? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, glorifying the name of Almighty Allah and the praises of Allah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Allah, you transcend every defect, every weakness, every shortcoming. You are more perfect than the word perfect, O Almighty Allah. وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, and they believe unreservedly, unconditionally in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. For me and you, people of Iman, faith and conviction, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they begging Almighty Allah for forgiveness on our behalf, for those people who have true Iman, faith and conviction. What do they say? This is the dua of the angels on our behalf. رَبَّنَا, رَيَا رَبَّنَا, it means the vocative, the nida is not there, but the meaning is there. رَبَّنَا, it means يَا رَبَّنَا. Oh, our sustainer, nourisher, provider. وَسِيْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا, that your knowledge, your mercy and your knowledge, it encompasses everything, يَا اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَلَا. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا, forgive those people who have repented sincerely. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ, and those who follow immaculately your path. Remember these 4 verses. If we do that, inshallah, we will be min al-fa'izin wal-fa'izat fi dunya wal-akhirah, the successful male and female in this world and the year after. وَاتَّبَعُوا, the word is ittiba, the masdar, the verbal noun. You need to study the history, philology of it. You have a cow, and that cow gives birth to the calf, tabi, tabi'a. So that calf will follow the mother every hook, nook and corner. So me and you have to follow the commandment of Almighty Allah at all times, all places. So that is chapter 40, Surah Ghafir, Surah Mu'min, and verse number 7. Chapter 3, verse 31, وَتْفَتَّبِعُونِ, you heard it just now, that before the du'as and so forth, اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّ هَذِي الدَّعْوَةِ التَّامَّةِ, we told you, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَتَّبِعُونِ. Chapter 3, verse 31, follow me, حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ, immaculately, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then you become the beloved of Allah Jalla Wala, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, your sins will be forgiven. Chapter 9, verse 100, follow the Sahaba, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, those the first and the foremost among the Muhajirin and Ansar, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, and those who follow them sincerely, lovingly, for them ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, the supreme success. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 100, and thereafter chapter 31, Surah Luqman, verse 15, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, that you must follow immaculately the path of those who have turned towards me, the awliyaullah, the khasane khuda, the special servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the imams and so forth. So who are the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? We follow the Quran Sharif and believe in it. We follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his teaching, preaching, and we believe in it. We follow the beloved Sahaba, Muhajirin and Ansar, and we believe they are the best of people to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers. And we follow the Awliyaullah and the 4 schools of thought. That in a nutshell is Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I gave you all the references. So what tabau sabilaka, and they follow immaculately your paths. Waqihim azab al-jahim. Ya Allah, you save them from the punishment of Jahannam and the hellfire. The angels, malaika, making and supplicating on our behalf to Almighty Allah. Not only for us, for our families. Rabbana, when we keep on saying Rabbana, Rabbana, it is to show our humility. Every minute, every moment, every second, we are in need of you and your mercy, O beloved Allah. Rabbana wa adkhiluhum, O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, admit them. Jannati adnin illati wa'attahum, the Garden of Eden. You see these haramis, this Angres, this British, this English, this Westerner, they stole all these words from the noble Quran when I was a young boy in school. Then in 64, 65, 66, they had one period religious studies. They would teach us the Garden of Eden. They took this from the Quran. Jannati Adnin, the Garden of Eternity. Jannati Adnin illati wa'attahum. So that Garden of Eternity which you promised them, Ya Allah, wa man salaha mina آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم, and those who are pious, those who have iman, those who passed away with iman, من آبائهم, from their parents, fathers, their parents it means, وأزواجهم, their spouses, وذرياتهم, their children, their progeny, include them all, O Almighty Allah جل وعلا. How we pine to see our beloved mother who passed away 10, 15, 20 years ago. How we pine to see our beloved father or any other deceased for that matter. Allah Jalla Wala states, wa alhaqna bihim zurriyatahum. You all will live as one happy family when you enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. No fear for you, no sadness, no grief for you. Innaka antal azizul hakim. Verily, O Allah, you exclusively, you are all powerful, you are all wise. Waqimu sayyat, Ya Allah, save them from all harm and evil, and save them from Jahannam. Give them direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Wa man taqi sayyat yawma idhin faqad rahimta. And whosoever you have saved and protected from Jahannam and the hellfire on that day, the day of justice, فَقَدْ رَحِمْدَا, indeed you have enveloped that person with your special, special mercy. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, and that is a supreme success. Imagine the malaika making special dua for us. May Almighty Allah grant our marhumin, all those who are ill and sick, all those who passed away with iman, all of them Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. All those who are ill and sick, all those going for operation in clinics and hospitals today, tomorrow, whenever, Allah Jalla Wala grant each one of them Shifa'i Kamil Ajil Mustamir. Ya Shafi Al Amraz, Allahumma Shfihim. Ya Allah, you give Shifa to one and all. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 18th of Jumada al-Ula, 1446. The Gaza genocide today is day number 411. Russian invasion today, 1,000 days. Write it down. There in Palestine, today is 411. And with the genocide of the Israelis, the Americans, the British, and the Hindus and Indians, and 60, 65, 70 countries involved, and Hamas giving them a good threshing, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And these cowards can only murder and martyr our babies, our innocent men and women who are civilians, and still Allah has disgraced them globally, internationally. So we present to you the news views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally. Day 1000, day Russia, Ukraine, day 411, and that is for Palestine, occupied Palestine. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, 5 Jutlas killed, dispatched to Jahannam, roasted, toasted there, and many others wounded and injured. A Jewish lady, she attacked, remember, a Palestinian couple there in Chicago, and now they have charged her for hate crimes. So this is who the Jews are. You must remember that the most hated and despised nation on earth, because Allah Jalla wa'ala has cursed them repeatedly in the noble Quran, and Allah will continue punishing them till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Whether it is Hitler, whether it is Hamas, whether it is Hezbollah, whether it is the Houthis, or whether it is Abdul Qadir Husseini, who passed away in 1948 April, Rahimahullah, all with the age, and sending the Jutla straight to hell, another age, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Hezbollah, they attacked the Jutlas right inside Tel Aviv, and the buildings caught fire and damaged and so forth. Well done to Hezbollah. The Haaretz newspaper writes, another age Haaretz, so the hostages cannot be sacrificed for the government to stay in power. Government of Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, and his two lieutenants and two agents. One is Ben-Gvir, the Minister of Security, and Smotrich, Minister of Finance. All three musketeers are war criminals, super terrorists and murderers, and we need to settle the score with them. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Majority of the world stands with Palestine wherever you go, and the world opinion has changed. Gaza has changed the world. Yahya Sinwar, our leader, what he sacrifices. Ramaytuhu bi asas Sinwar. Even the Arabic language has changed, and I threw my last gun and my last bullet and my last stick. I used the stick of Sinwar to attack the enemy. So meaning right till my last breath we will fight them. Alhamdulillah, we in a jihad against the Jutlas and against the Shias and against MBS and MBZ and all these haramis. Remember that. So Putin says, now I am prepared to use nuclear. He even changed his constitution of the Russian Federation. Before it was communist Russia, now it is the Russian Federation, and said, I promise you, America, if you guys allow Ukraine to attack Moscow with the long-range missiles and arms and ammunition, dance all the papa dance, and you see what I do. I will open up the nuclear and so forth and so on. So 1,000 days, now 2 months left for Trump the harami, that the man who has to go for rifle repairs, so for him to come into power. So now Biden, either he goes for broke. He says, if I fall, let me take the world with me, and let's have a war with Russia and so forth, which he knows they will lose, and that will be the end of America and all Israel and his Arab tenfold dictators. Some senators, like, you know, Bernie Sanders and them, they want to block the arms sales to Israel and say it's immoral and unacceptable, and the undersea cables are damaged, and now Britain, America, Europe, Germany, all of them blaming France. Anything goes wrong, so you must remember, blame France. You know, Gamal Abdel Nasser, that's how the Egyptians used to call him. His name, Jamal Abdel Nasser, but they say Gamal. So anyway, he used to say in his time, if the fishes are fighting in the ocean, you must know it's America behind it. So the same thing they're saying now, they're saying Russia is behind it. Trump to use the military for deportations. Inshallah, that 15 million of them he wants to deport. So inshallah, that will cause some big rife and ructions and rows and ructions there, and maybe civil war. Listen to this here. The son of the Norway crown princess. So they have a crown prince, crown princess or whatever, and now there's Norway's crown princess son. So he was arrested for rape. Can you believe that? So these guys here, if you've been to the Scandinavian countries, Denmark, and then you hear, you must remember, I told something of Denmark, I must give you the news, Norway, Sweden, it's very liberal countries, I've been there with Allah's help, remember. So now they still go and rape and so forth. Maaf, but I have to use this word. Denmark is the first country in the world. They're going to impose upon the people and the farmers fart tax, F-A-R-T. So the inspector will come, oh, how many cows you have? How much cattle you have? Okay, so now you have to pay the fart tax. Every time this thing here gives some air, so now we'll take an average and you, the farmer, will have to pay. Thus you will find in Copenhagen such haramis, you must remember. Listen to this here. This, if it happens, inshallah, we hope it happens, it will be very, very good for Pakistan. So China and Iran, we know they are our enemies. So remember that one side is Ching Chong Shi and other side are the Kufar Shias. They want to build a straight line. You see, that so the oil supply can come from Iran to China and so forth, but it will go via Pakistan. So that will be a big, big boon for them. Obviously, America, Europe, and India will hate it and detest it. But China loves Pakistan for their own reasons and so forth. U.S. spending millions and millions on transgender monkeys. So that is what they will do, that they will spend on the genocide and so forth. And yesterday also, there were big, big protests in front of the Senate and so forth. Thousands marched there in New Zealand for the Maoris in New Zealand. Alhamdulillah, I made one Maori Muslim when I was there. Thrice we visited New Zealand. The big, big guys as Maoris. So lady who undressed there in Iran in the university, and she was like in a bikini and so forth. So the Iranian authorities left her and they released her, no charges, because they knew that the governments of the world will then attack them. So they just left her with a warning and so forth. Let's come to South Africa. Viva South Africa. You see that? It's a crazy country. Now listen to this here. You know there's a school in Pretoria, and these white girls and so forth, they made their own WhatsApp group, sending racist messages and so forth. They taking the Gauteng Education Department to court. They turned the tables. They must have got one sharpshooter, Afrikaner, white lawyer and legal guy, senior counsel and so forth. He said, these guys here, come, we teach them a lesson. So they taking them to court now, the learners on business. Then say that you made all these allegations and so forth. Listen to what Zuma, President Zuma, leader of MK, have to say. He's got bills to pay in millions, millions. He says, I'm not responsible. He tells the court, since when I'm responsible to pay? That lawyer of mine who died, he caused all these bills and all that, so you must go to him and his estate and you must get the bills paid by him, you understand? And from his estate, obviously the dead guy can't pay. So how's that of Zuma? Zuma is a master chess player, you must remember that. So he used to beat everybody in Robben Island, and that is what used to have. So now you must remember that our jihad is on. So one jihad is against, you must remember, Tariq Jamil. Yesterday a very strange incident took place in the Bliss of Marriage, you must remember. There is one character, his name is Suhail Wadi. He runs the Ashraful Aid. So he concocted, fabricated organization and said the young Majlisul Ulama of South Africa. So our team, mashallah, they know I don't know how to do this, and then they found him. He's the guy who made all the nonsense and sent everything out defending TJ Tariq Jamil, not a murtad shaitan and Dajjal, remember? And then he deleted everything. It's haram to give money, lillah, sadqa, all that to this Ashraful Aid, another Mufatiya organization. We inform Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai all these things here and send him the evidence. Maulana is a master, you know that. Matter of 3-4 hours, he wrote about the Dajjal child, you must remember, and all the names there are mentioned are correct, you must remember, who are trying to defend TJ Tariq Jamil, and is humiliated. And I see they already set the program in Orient Durban and in Roshni and Venda and at Nizamiya Masjid. So remember, these are the enemies of Islam to host all these shaitans and dajjals and so forth. You will get disgraced. Allah Ta'ala don't want. This guy is a silent agent of the undercover agent for the Shias. How in the hell can we host such a person? I never met him. I never want to see him. But we will always nail him and name him and shame him. Well done to Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai. Yesterday also he exposed. Where are the other ulama? Where are the organizations who are supposed to be defending Islam? They can't say one word against MBS. They can't say one word against Tariq Jamil. Why? Will you upset your sponsors? Will you upset the rich? Well, you won't get a visa? Shame on you. So remember, if we are in jihad and really dedicated to Islam, then we don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. Our program for today, inshallah, Mona Salman Yunus will be doing, inshallah, the nasiha and the interview with Mona Zahid, inshallah. And thereafter, 11 to 12 will be bliss of marriage, and 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Quran. And Wednesday afternoon is du'as, dua. Make special dua for Gaza, make special dua for the Ummah, the Muslimah, that are Muslim oppressed in Burma, India, and oppressed in Pakistan also big problems, and they in Libya, Syria, and so many other places. In our own beloved country, always read Surah 12, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala exclusively is the Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Maulana, we have 20 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Sir, what is the best dua to read to prevent cancer?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Three duas comes to mind. The Quranic dua, Surah 2, verse 201. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. O Allah, grant us all the good things in this worldly life, all the good things in the year after, Jannat al-Firdaus, Ru'yat al-Bari ta'ala, that we see your honorable countenance, Ya Allah, Shafa'atun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, the master sallallahu alayhi sallam, interceding for us, and وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, save us from the punishment and chastisement of the fire. So that will mean good health and everything. Hadith in Abu Dawood, Sunan Nasai, Hadith Sahih, authentic hadith. Read with me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. O beloved Allah, I seek your protection. Min sayyi'il asqam. Sayyi'il with the hamza in the end and asqam with the qaf. Min sayyi'il asqam. O beloved Allah, I seek your protection from all the dreaded diseases and terrible sicknesses, Ya Allah. Allah, plural, collectively. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. So read that excellent dua. Second one or third one now. So read the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ya Allah, bring back our sister, Dr. Afia, back to her children, her sister and family in Pakistan, safe and sound. So we beg all, may Allah hadith Ibn Majah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. I ask of you forgiveness, safety, comfort, protection, good health, good wealth, good iman, Islam, fi dunya wal-akhirah, in this world and in the year after. So read these duas, inshallah.
Islam, I'm going for a scan. What would be the best dua to make for a good outcome, inshallah?
Read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow on yourself, and inshallah give out charity. The hadith is mentioned in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Dawu mardakum bi sadaqah. Give out charity for the people who are ill and sick. Read the Asma'ullah al-Husna, chapter 7, verse 180. Walillahi al-Asma'ul Husna fad'uhu biha. Almighty Allah Jalla wala has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla wala by those names. Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. And obviously you're going for operation and so forth, scan, whatever it is. So the worry, sorry will be there. Read abundantly Surah 21 and verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. When you read that profusely, abundantly, Allah Jalla wala states, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We rescued and saved him, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, in the belly of the fish and the darkness of the ocean, darkness of the night. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we will rescue you and save you from bad, bad things, inshallah. So read that abundantly. Allah will make things go positive. We make dua for you as well, and all those who are ill and sick.
This is a very strange question. Can my husband wear a suit for me in the confines of our bedroom?
For what you have to wear a suit? There you don't need no clothes, sister. So you must remember that. So remember, there you have to have 6 cores, 7 cores, and the last course, intercourse, you must remember. So what you want him with a suit and all these type of things? The problem is today where majority of the Muslims, they're Muslims, but the thought process is what? West is the best, and remember that white is right. So now, they told her, you must tell your husband he mustn't wear suit and tie and all that on the wedding day. So she said, okay, let me just check how he looks there on in the bedroom. And that's what you need all the shaitan here, there. Not permissible, all these things there. There you must do other action, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, is trading online permissible?
The way it's done today, most of the transactions are not permissible. Understand Islamic finance. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani is the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and Imam Malik rahimahullah, and Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah. And remember, he is the ustad and teacher of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. The most prolific writer of the Hanafi fiqh in those days was him, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. He's buried in Ray. Ray is a twin city next to Tehran in Iran. I went there. You look up and down, left and right, everywhere, nam nishan nahi. The kuffar shias have decimated, destroyed all the important sites, remember, of the Sunni Muslims. So one of them is Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. They asked him, for Imam Muhammad, limada ma sunnafta fi zuhud? How come you didn't write a book on tasawwuf, on Sufism, on tazkiyah? So translate it, I'm translating it loosely for you. He said, why don't you read my book on Kitabul Buyu, on finance and so forth? So many people today think that they are in tasawwuf, that make the zikr, read this, read that, but they are business, corrupted, so many fraudulent deals, interests like you can't believe and so forth, but they live in a delusion and illusional world, remember that. So, yeah, he's teaching the ummah. So bring this now to the forex, to the trade online and so forth. We call this bay usarf in our Islamic jargon, terminology. Second one, what is bay usarf? Bay usaman bithaman. I give you gold, you give me silver. I give you dollars, you give me rands. I give you rupees, you give me euro. So the biggest condition here is it must be a spot deal, cash deal. I gave you $1,000, Monona Salim Karim, example, so you give me 20,000 rand. I'm just giving round figures. So it must be same time. It can't be I give you and you give me tomorrow. You give me today and I give you this evening or the next day or next week. So then that deal is deal a facet and not permissible, is null and void, and is a defective deal. So that is is not happening in most transactions today. Therefore, we will say in Islam, the way it's done today is not permissible in most instances. So we must understand that this is the greatest tasawwuf and the greatest piety when our deals are done correctly, not just shaking our head and making zikr and all that, that everybody can do, to stay away from the money and so forth, which is fraudulent, and the money is sweeter than the honey. So that is the real test.
Mufti Sahab, kindly advise, why are you against Maulana Tariq Jameel from Pakistan? I have been a great follower of him and always hear his lectures.
Yes, we told you that he's an undercover agent of the Shias. Jo aadmi Shiiyat koi raaij karte hai, jo kehte hai ke Shia hamare bhai hai, lekin Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Ma Aisha ke dushman hai, to phir aap kya kahenge? So he is, in 2018 when he came, that was our first argument. The Jamiat, yeah, they invited him, and Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq decided took all their names in that article of yesterday. Well done. And all the other chamchas and sidekicks also. So you must remember this. So that is what has happened. That he comes here with a hidden agenda to promote Shiaism. You saw yesterday also, I sent out late at night, how many women he touches. He says, no, come here, I'll make dua for you. He's touching their hands, touching their head. Allah alone knows what else he touches. So how can we ever invite such a person who touching so many strange women and so forth and so on? Third one, he corrupted the whole Merkaz there in Merkaz, Raiwind and so forth. I went to Raiwind to go see there. So you must remember in those days, so remember that he lectured there 25 years or more, and he used to mangarat all ahadith that were mostly that maudu'a, fabricated haram. To quote, I told Mona Katani in 1998, what you're quoting is haram. You're quoting from Tariq Jameel, he told me. So we must be very clear on all these things here. So we can't attend him, and he's a harami, and by us, he's a murtad and shaitan.
Mufti Sahab, I'm a single mom of two boys. Please, could you advise me on how to talk to my 11-year-old son about becoming baligh?
Remember, my mother, the first mistake you are making is this. You must know the basic laws and rudiments of Islam. When you have a daughter, Islamically, the earlier she will become baligha is at the age of 9 lunar years. When you have a son, then remember that the earliest he will become baligh Islamically is when he is 12 lunar years. So your son is still not baligh, although maybe you are thinking he's baligh. If he's 11 years old, he's not baligh. Maybe you are seeing the mooch and you know that his moustache is growing. You can see that his underarm, the armpits, their hair is growing and so forth. So you must sit with him as a mother and tell him this is a natural phenomenon that you are growing up, ya bunayya, oh my beloved son. And now, just now, you will become mukallaf. Mukallaf means once you're going to see a dream of Malawi or Hamanskral or something in your bed, so you will have ihtilam, the wet dream, so now you will become baligh. And then 5 times salat is compulsory upon you. Fasting during Ramadan is compulsory upon you. So many things will become compulsory upon you. Now you will be considered as someone that is baligh and mature. So you have to explain to him, instead of him listening to all what his friends going to tell him and so forth, and what the teachers are teaching, you can have 2 fathers and 2 mothers and promoting homosexuality and lesbianism as they want to do from next year and so forth. Allah forbid. Therefore, we say to attend these schools also is haram when they teach all these type of things here. So you, as a beloved mother, you should win his confidence. You are a single parent, so the father isn't there, so you must take the responsibility. Similarly, with your ladli, your sahibzadi, your beti, your dikri, your beloved daughter, you have to explain to her, beti, at the age of 9, there'll be changes in your life, hormones and so forth, and then maybe the menses will start when you're 9, 10, 10, 11, 12, and then Salat is compulsory. So all this is your duty. Tackle it on a one-to-one. Speak to your son, not in front of your daughter. Speak to your daughter, not in front of the son, and tell them it is something natural, and inshallah, Allah, and always make dua for them. Wa asalih li fi zurriyati. Chapter 46, Surah Ahqaf, verse 15. You don't understand chapter verse? Open the 26th Supara and verse number 15:15. It's a long verse. Read it. Beautiful verse. Magnificent. And you are in that category also, where you reach 40 years old, for example. So read that verse, and in the ending, wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Ya Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my children and progeny.
Mufti Saab, if a husband is in communication with a woman, he is in search for a second wife. If the current wife is unhappy with this decision and he continues chatting to the woman, will the wife be answerable for any haram that he gets involved in?
Remember that today majority of the Muslim husbands, they will tell you, if they're taking a second wife, it is sunnah. But conveniently, selective amnesia, they forget the haram dandas they're doing before that. Now they have her like a girlfriend, like a spare wheel. Every day meeting her or sending messages to her, smooching her. Sometimes they even have intercourse and adultery and so forth. And for him is adultery, and for her, if she is a virgin and never married before, then for her is fornication and so forth. So be that as it may. So what happens? That you say you're going to practice on a sunnah, but before that you did everything haram. Take this case here, make this a case study. So now this guy is chatting with her, tuning her up, we'll do this, we will do that. Quran says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Do not even go near fornication, adultery. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَا. It is something obscene, indecent. We remember the words of the genius, Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. How can you say that this second nikah, this particular one, is sunnah when everything before that you did is haram? An-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. To get married to second, third, fourth wife is a great bounty, favor of Allah. But it can't be a bounty when it is preceded by all haram activities. So Allah's curse is on him, your husband. Allah's curse is on his pay wheel, that girlfriend. And you are not to blame. You must object and tell him what you're doing is absolutely haram, and Allah's curse is upon you every minute and every moment.
Mufti Saab, are we allowed to sell tombstones?
Totally haram. Remember, Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْأُدْوَانِ. That do not get involved and cooperate and assist in vices and sins. Tombstones are a sha'air, a symbol of non-Muslims. You see our graveyard, simple, that we don't have no tombstones. We just have one plate there with the marhum, marhuma, the deceased name or something. So just that is permissible. To put the whole biography and biodata and all that, the CV, curriculum vitae, all that is haram. He was born here, died here, studied here, or you don't have to put all that. Just put the name, finish, and klar, remember that. And thereafter, remember, tombstones, totally haram, waste of money, and so forth. Chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. People who get used, get involved in extravagance, and they just waste their money, they are the brothers, sisters of Satan, Shaitan, and Lucifer, and Iblis.
Mufti Saab, does a father have any right to control or stop his married daughter from doing things, even though her husband doesn't have any objections to his wife doing those things?
First and foremost, to answer this question, we look at the hadith that is sahih, authentic, in Mustadrak Hakim. Inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan ala rajul ummuhu. I'm married, I have my wife, I have my mother. So who has greater rights over me, even after my marriage, is still my honorable mother, my biological mother. Wa inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan ala al-mar'a zawjuha. When our daughter's sister gets married, who has greater rights, her husband or her parents? That's a husband. So he, the father, cannot poke his nose. If the wife is doing something, his daughter, and meaning that son-in-law's wife, is doing something that is permissible, and the husband is not objecting, but you feel that, no, this is not our reach, is not our rewaj, is not our custom, it's wrong. So for you, father, then you are in the wrong. But if the husband, the jamai, the son-in-law, is like la yubali, he doesn't care much, but the daughter don't read salat, she don't wear parda, she don't wear bilal, and now you as a father object, so then your objection is valid. So we have to understand it, that what is he objecting on, and why, when will it be permissible, and when will it be not permissible. But the husband has more rights over his wife than the father, mother have over their daughter, that is after marriage, obviously.
Mufti Sahib, should a father ask permission from their children to use their money?
Yeah, there are two ahadith, and that is how the muhaddisin and the scholars. Al-Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, was a genius. Al-Imam Shafi'i is a pity today, our students, they just fly through the hadith kitabs. You ask them, you saw this, see what you're talking. Go open Kitabul Janais in Tirmidhi Sharif, and you will find it there. He, Al-Imam Shafi'i, said, Al-Fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. That the fuqaha, the jurors, they know the greater meaning and connotation of the meaning of the hadith. Now look at the first hadith. These are all sahih hadith. Number one, la yahillu malu mri'in muslimin illa bitibi qalbin minhu. The Muslim person's wealth is not halal for anybody except when he gives it wholeheartedly. Not that you go and now you pressurize him or her and then take it and so forth and so on. That's not permissible. Open Mishkat, you will find it. Another hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the children, Anta wa maluka li abik, that you and your wealth and your assets, you belong to your father. So how do we reconcile tawfiq tadbiq between these ahadith? In normal circumstances, for the father, mother, I'm running a shop, for example, they just come and start taking things without permission and walk away. Says, our shop, we are the father, mother, we brought you up, totally haram. But if the father, mother are in down and out, they don't have money for water, lights, they don't have for food, and the son is also a rascal, and he doesn't bother about them and so forth, then indal ihtiyaj, when they are really in need of it, then they can help themselves and take it without permission. Sheikh Awama, who is one of the great muhaddisin, so remember that he's in Turkey, so his son-in-law, so Sheikh Bagdash, you see, so he wrote a good book on this year. He gave it to me. Anta wa maluka li abik. So that is the khulasa summary of it. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.